Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, Jesus tells Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." So we notice within this conversation that Jesus is not only asking Peter a question of, "Do you love me?" but he's also giving Peter a command. With each question of Peter's love, we get the same command, to feed lambs, to tend lambs, to tend sheep. So we learn that not only are we confronted by conviction, but we also see that restored fellowship with the Savior comes with a command to be fruitful. He not only restores us to himself, but he also restores us back into the work of ministry. Jesus is drawing attention to Peter's task of feeding and shepherding Jesus's little lambs. So who are the little fragile lambs at this point? Well, we know that Peter will be a prominent leader in the church, and that is definitely in view. Jesus is telling Peter to feed the church with his word. But there's an immediate context in view as well. Peter is to feed and tend to those immediate 10 other disciples. So can you picture this? Big, hairy, smelly fishermen, political zealots, previous con artist tax collectors, and Jesus is calling them little lambs. They are tender and fragile at this moment. Even though Peter's denial was the most public of the 11, the others had abandoned Jesus as well. So do you think they felt shame, embarrassment, guilt? Of course they did. And who better to tell them about the forgiveness and love and restorative grace than Peter, who had experienced it firsthand? When Jesus brings conviction into your life, don't run from it. Walk towards it, because in walking towards it, you'll be making your way to joy and peace on the other side, where fellowship with Jesus lives. And then, when Jesus commands you into his service, run in it for the sake of others who need to know the power, forgiveness, and the grace of God. Today, when you pray, please pray for Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Hey Hey Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.